Gotcha. All right, good morning, night, wherever you are. Maybe you live on a planet where there is no morning or night. This is Flute Man saying hello. I'm going to have people introduce themselves in the order that we do, that we host. So whoever comes after me, say hello.
Hi, guys. This is Guy of the Horn, enjoying his sandwich and coffee.
You're and a racist bastard.
How am I racist?
I said it.
Okay. Okay. Now.
Anyway, this is Steel Sam. What's up, people? I have a new hat and headphones, so that's why you see this.
What's this happening? Is... Oh, sorry.
God damn it. This fucking skins. This is Jordan the Chemist. Just here from, I guess, from my room. Because why not? All right, now it's your turn.
Okay. So this is Stefan Skins. Kind of tired. So for the time being, I'm just going to chill right here. Lay down. Just have a relaxing time doing this.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, of course, we start with our weekly recap. And does anybody want to share a story or
tell my God. I actually want to share my story. I actually told this to Stefan. Oh.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I actually told this to Guy yesterday. I don't know if Joe Ren knows, but Guy, you know what I'm about to talk about, right? Okay. So yesterday, I was waking up from my sleep. I opened my eyes. I kind of take in the morning air, just relaxing. All of a sudden, I get a phone call from my brother. He says, Stefan, where are you? And I'm just like, Chris, hi, I'm at home. What's up? Are you okay? He's just like, all right, you need to get out of the house right now. And I'm just like, why? He told me that he received a message of someone apparently knowing our exact address and was able to name me and my mom as well as himself by name. And he actually threatened us if we don't pay him $2,000.
Damn.
So essentially, I was just like, okay, I guess someone has a target on my head. So I immediately like put on my clothes and I leave.
My question is, did you pay the money?
No, unfortunately.
That's chump change.
You know what's funny though? As I was walking to my car, I see an old lady just like on her phone just next to my car. And I was kind of suspicious. I almost wanted to confront her and like grab her phone away from her because I was thinking she might be like in cahoots with the stalkers, you know? But yeah. I was just like, she's just probably a regular person.
Yeah, dude, haven't you seen Captain Marvel? Those old ladies are no joke.
Yeah, seriously. And then as soon as I came back to my car, she just walked away. I'm just like, oh, shit.
So here's my question.
Huh?
I'm glad that you're safe.
Yeah. So as I was driving, I get a call from my mom, and she immediately tells me, Stefan, go home. You're fine. There's no danger. Just like, wait, what do you mean? And then my mom explained the situation. She said it was like a scammer trying to like trick Chris into like paying them $2,000. Apparently, yeah. She got something similar in the past too.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. The only thing you do in those situations is you go to the police and file a police report, but you never paid the damn money.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was quite a wake-up for me.
See, I thought the wake-up was going to go something like this. Like, you're being live-streamed right now, and there's a guy in the house with a gun. I thought that's where this story was going, and I was like, oh, shit.
That'd be quite something.
I don't know why I feel like doing this the whole time, but I do.
I mean, gotta juggle the marbles, right?
You can juggle my marbles.
In that situation, in all honesty, I would have turned it back on him. I will find you.
And I will.
I should have done that. Fuck. Oh, no, wait. You didn't contact me. I couldn't. Oh, yeah. He contacted my brother. And I kind of thought to myself, it's probably one of my brother's enemies, so I have nothing to worry about.
Does he have enemies of that caliber, though?
Well, back in the day, my brother had a reputation of not making too many friends. That he's mellowed out over the years, but back then, holy shit.
But see, that wasn't the question. The question was, does he have enemies of that caliber?
I don't know. I don't think he's capable of making enemies of that caliber.
Then
I guess what I'm asking is, does he have enemies in high places?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay.
Does this mean anything to you, Stefan? The what? Eagles are coming?
No.
No? Okay.
Like the band? Like the musical group?
No.
Oh, it's up California?
No, the Eagles.
Heck yeah, dude.
No, never
mind. The thing. Oh, hey.
I did the thing.
All right, so who else has a weekly recap they want to partake and share with us?
I got moved upstairs, which was fun. Okay. I was sweating. I got moved upstairs at my job because where my cubicle was, they're now gonna tear everything down and make a testing facility in our warehouse. So they moved me back upstairs, and I was sweating like a motherfucker. And people were like, "Oh, you have so much stuff." And then somebody asked me, "Are you moving this all up yourself?" I'm like, "No, bitch. I'm sweating like this because I feel like it." Like what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, my hair has never looked this crazy. Of course I'm moving it all up myself. I mean, partially because I'm paranoid and I don't want people looking at my shit, but also because I'm OCD and I don't like people touching my shit.
Do you have hand tie in around your stuff at work?
Heard hand tie.
Possibly.
So yes, you're not saying no.
Possibly. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah. You're confirming it right now. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Oh my god.
That's from a movie, and I don't know what movie it's from.
I know that's from a movie too. I don't know.
Well, where it's from. Whatever that movie that is, I've never seen it. It's just something I say a lot.
Sounds like something Jim Carrey would say. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Oh my god, seriously.
That was the original simp.
Oh, so this weekly recap, I know what it means to be immortal now.
Immortal?
Really? Immortal, yeah. Because I had COVID and everything, it's a lot harder for me to wake up.
Uh-huh.
And usually I don't struggle waking up. I wake up, I'm like, okay, I'm good, let's go. I'm not a morning person either. It's just that's just how I am. But it's funny because I hear talks from you guys and my friends how you guys wake up and you guys stay in bed for a while.
Yes.
Before you're just like, okay, I'll get up. And basically, ever since recovering from COVID, I feel that now, where I'm asleep, I wake up, and I don't want to leave my bed because I'm so tired. And I'm just very annoyed at this tiredness, to be quite honest. I haven't had headaches for a while, knock on wood. But I just had the fatigue, I would say. I'm just kind of annoyed at being tired all the time. Even when I went back to work, I went to work. I still felt pretty tired. But the thing, I guess the good and bad thing was, even though I was at work doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do, walking around and everything, I didn't get more tired at all. I was just consistently
at the same level of tiredness. It gets annoying.
You've never felt that before?
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I felt this way ever since, like, I was in school. I never, ever wanted to be there in school during the morning.
Yeah, school's gay, dude.
Granted, you had to wake up at and be at school ready to learn at 8, and nobody is ready to learn anything at 8 o'clock. If you are, you're a bloody fucking psychopath.
I actually once took a math class at 6 a.m. at college. Worst decision of my life.
Fuck that.
I did too.
I know that feeling.
I did too. It's not fun. Math is for plebs.
Yeah. Do drugs.
Don't ever do it. If you see a 6 a.m. class, don't ever take it.
The earliest I think any class should be held is at 12 in the morning.
You mean midnight or noon?
Noon, there you go.
PM?
I can't add the English right now.
It's 9 o'clock, Jovan.
I like how Sam is like, no, screw 6 a.m. Let's go for 12.
We're already up. Might as well.
This is true.
That is very true.
Yeah, my weekly recap, I got swindled yesterday.
Oh, fuck.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Joren, yes, I did.
What happened? Explain your story, and I'll tell them why.
No, you explain the story.
No, you.
It's your weekly recap, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I decided to buy a burger, right? You remember that place, Stefan, where I took you to meet a friend in Tustin?
Which he's friend is this?
You bought me a burger and I complained about it because I'm like, who buys a burger with goat cheese? You remember?
What the fuck? I don't remember this.
Anyways, it's an expensive burger place.
Okay.
And so I went and bought an expensive burger. And as I was taking out my, card, they were like, would you like some chili cheese fries? And me thinking, the burger is the most expensive thing. I'm like, well, sure. Without thinking. I didn't even ask them how much it was. I was like, sure. And, the total came out. And because the burger was expensive, I didn't think about it. And so I was like, okay, thank you. And then I looked at the price. I'm like, wait. And so I looked to see how much the chili cheese fries were. Because I thought they were going to be at most $5. Right? It was like $11.
Holy fuck!
And so at that point, I was like, God fucking damn it. And let me tell you, worst chili cheese fries I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
They're $11.
Yeah, you don't get charged that much and expect and have them be that good. I'm just saying.
Most chili cheese fries, like in restaurants, are not good. You have to like be very careful where you get them because most of them suck.
Well, fuck me, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You weren't swindled.
Yes, I was.
I'm gonna say that right now. You were just ignorant.
Well, yes, I was. I was swindled. It's no, like what weren't. Starbucks does, you know?
No, you weren't. You Starbucks didn't say,
likes to swindle no, people no, too. They're like, no, hi, welcome to Starbucks. Ask, what would you like to eat today? No, you don't go to Starbucks ask, for food. You go to Starbucks for coffee, okay? Price. No, I don't want to hear it.
You didn't ask how much.
I don't want to hear it. All right, I was swindled. I was
no,
robbed.
No, you were not. No,
and
you were an idiot.
They weren't even that
you
good.
You were a dumbass.
No.
You were ignorant and stupid.
Guillermo.
This is your fault.
Guillermo, you have to understand, you didn't follow the rules of burger etiquette. The more expensive it is, the worst time you're going to have.
Oh, the burger was good, mind you, but the chili cheese fries. The chili wasn't even like chili. It was like I could describe it was sloppy Joe meat.
Okay, so then you ignore another rule of burger etiquette. If the burger has to be the most expensive part of the meal, if it isn't, everything else is gonna suck.
I was gonna say, is it like Taco Bell meat?
Have you ever had a sloppy Joe?
I love sloppy Joes, but yes,
it's that meat.
Sloppy stems.
But here, on top of fries thing. With raw onions and like cheese.
Let me make it clear to you, okay? Chili cheese fries are a pleb food. So the more expensive it gets, the worse the taste. What the hell's a
pleb food? What's pleb?
As in cheap.
Like food. Average person.
Peasant. Poor people. Brown.
Us.
The undesirables.
The untouchables.
But yeah.
La tocas.
It's a pleb food. So that means the more expensive they make it, the worse it's going to taste.
Guillermo? You weren't swindled. That was an impulsive buy. That was an impulsive buy, and you admitted it yesterday to me.
You were not swindled. You were just being a dumbass.
That was an impulsive buy.
We'll talk about this when we get home, okay?
We're home. It's over now.
All right, so my week was pretty cool. I got a table saw last week, and I've been cutting a lot.
Not yourself, I hope.
Yes. Check it out.
Like a seesaw? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but in all seriousness, I have my fingers. But so I've been making, I made a flute. It's not finished yet because the braces that hold the pipes together, I'm putting on some like oil to make them look nice. And so once I tie them up, I'll show it off on the podcast. But in the meantime, I made a little guitar. There's the face.
It's got Cusco designs.
The face, I already made it, and the box was already I bought it at Goodwill. I literally all I need to do is to make the neck, and then put on the heads, and it sounds pretty nice.
Oh, wow. You made that?
Mm-hmm.
I came a little bit inside.
Dude.
Falling so slow. Shut up, Sam. Play some more.
Singing!
Drifting in the foam. You gotta sing like you're talking, okay?
It's not finished yet. I haven't put any lacquer. Well, I'm gonna put it on tongue oil. No, not lacquer. And then I might paint the face with something because it looks kind of bland. I give it kind of like this indigenous acid kind of like spiral thing. So I might do something with that.
Hey, John. How in the hell are you still single?
COVID.
Yeah. It's, no.
Actually, you know what? That's valid. That's a valid answer. No one's allowed to see each other.
I still don't have an excuse, but I don't know. Just full transparency. I don't even care if the people of the podcast listen.
After seeing that, I'm
attractive. Girls don't like me, man.
Fuck off, dude. Nah. Dude, after seeing that shit, I'm surprised that you're still single.
I have a question. What kind of wood is it made out of? Anything special?
Plywood.
Plywood?
My wood.
Oh.
Guys, so the box here, the sound box, is actually, like I said, I didn't make the box. I bought it at Goodwill. It's made out of bamboo.
Oh,
the face is boxwood. The bridge here, I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, the bottom part of the bridge is pine. And then this little strip here is just bamboo that I cut up. And then the neck is it was made out of a poplar dowel. So, and then I had to chisel out the middle here so I could put in the tuning heads.
Nice.
Yeah. Then the, then the like the braces inside the face are also made of bamboo.
Wait, can you show that again? That's interesting. That the whole
keep it, yeah. So most guitars have it. Of course, it's a lot more complex, but this is a square, so all I need to do is put the things where I need to put them.
Wow.
Yeah. So shit, that's what I've been doing this week.
Have you thought of selling your instruments?
Huh?
Have you thought of making and selling instruments?
You know what? You're not the first person to say that, because a friend of mine was like, you got a table saw, make some money with it. I'm like, sure, because I'm a professional instrument maker. So maybe once I get better at building stuff and make things that sound good and or even just look good, I'll do it. The flutes probably, I might bust at the Orange Circle one day, and I'll bring like a bunch of flutes I made and sell each of them for like however much they would cost to make, plus a little more, so you can make a little profit. But I mean, you gotta start somewhere. Who knows? I mean, if I end up like just building instruments and selling them for a lot of money, like imagine being like a natural guitar maker, then yeah, sure. But it's a little bit of a stretch from now, especially since I'm, you know, still living at my parents' place, and I don't have a lot of room to have power tools. I can't use the garage, and I need a garage for a workshop. Like my table saw is under my bed, and I have to get out every single time I want to use it. So.
Well, yeah, there's that, but also COVID, so nobody's going to really be able to try out any of your products.
That's true.
COVID
sucks. Yeah, I mean, that's something, but I know two people that make their own instruments, but they're trumpet players. One, you know, he actually works in a music store, so he has equipment, but the other one, he actually works from his garage.
Yeah.
And so, like, you see all the other instruments. I just find that interesting. And I thought about this one flamenco player that I know, how she went and asked, I guess, a guitar maker to make her an instrument or to make her a guitar.
Was it the one that we both know?
Her name's Caroline.
Yeah.
Such a nice guitar. Like,
Yeah, well, maybe if I practice more and getting better with power tools like that and crafting, dude, I'd be down to build instruments. That'd be pretty cool. So with all that said, let's talk Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and let's rush. I want to be rushing through it. You know what I'm saying? But Stefan, you can take the wheel, I guess, because you all did. Right.
Cool. So just to begin this little story about what's been going on over there, are you guys familiar with the politician Alexei Navalny?
Who?
Nope.
So he's a vodka drinker. I'm kidding.
So he's a politician from Russia. He's also a lawyer who's very openly opposed against the Putin regime. And back in August of 2020, for some mysterious reason, he was poisoned with a nerve agent. And they were able to find concentrations of it in his underwear, where it was put in. Okay. It was so bad that he almost died. But a doctor from the city of Omsk, which is located in Russia, was able to resuscitate him. But he was put into a coma. And he was in that coma for a couple months. And while in the coma, he was in Germany for protection. But thankfully, about a couple months ago, he was able to wake up from the coma. And a lot of people that were advising him to stay in Germany, to stay the hell away from Russia because of what happened. But despite a lot of people's pleas, he decided just to go there anyway because he feels like he's needed for a lot of reasons. But about a week and a half ago, as soon as he came into Russia, he was immediately arrested and placed into custody.
And on what charges?
They didn't really make it clear. But from what a lot of people are saying, it's because of his threats towards Vladimir Putin, that he's like a lot of his supporters are like threatening him, and as a result they believe that he's doing the same thing, but that's not really entirely clear. So because of his arrest, there have been a lot of protests happening in Russia. A lot of them are focused in Moscow.
Yeah.
And ever since these protests were taking place, there have been a total of 5,000 arrests. And I've seen clips of what's been happening. Like, they're brutal, dude. The police in Russia, holy shit. Like, they openly grab their batons. They see anyone, like, they can focus on anyone and just start hitting their legs and just, like, put them on the ground and arrest them.
Yeah.
They're Russian. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're Russian. In all seriousness, it's a really big situation that, like, a lot of countries are actually kind of getting involved with this. And to add more fuel to the fire, the doctor that treated Alexei Navalny died last Thursday.
What were the circumstances?
That was not made clear also. They just said that he passed away, according to a lot of sources, like in quotations, said that he passed away.
But they didn't say, you know, what he died of, like heart attack or anything like that?
No, that was not clear.
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, first of all, Russia is already a very militaristic or authoritarian regime to begin with. Then you have someone like Vladimir Putin, who has been in office since the Bush era, at least. And he has no intentions of stepping down. So it's not really so surprising to hear that this man who was openly opposed to Putin was poisoned. It's like it's not like for some reason. That is the reason. He was openly opposed to Putin. And Putin was like, oh, really? Well, let's see how you do that when you're dead.
Yeah, and exactly.
And then the doctor who saved his ass, Putin was like, oh, so you want to stop me from killing him? Well, I'll kill you and your family and all your supporters.
Yeah.
That don't stop you.
Yeah, and also, like, journalists in Russia are in danger, too. They have to be careful with what they post in social media and in their newspapers. Otherwise, they can like accidentally pass away too if they're not careful.
They'll end up in the gulag, taking hot dicks to the throat.
Yeah, there was one who was arrested for like 25 days for posting a meme.
A meme?
Yeah. He pretty much compared one of like Putin's followers to like an old cartoon, like military sergeant, and it was like considered an insult in some way. It's like comparing the prime minister of China to Winnie the Pooh. It's something to that extent.
I love it when people decide to criticize a world leader outside, inside of the same country that they're in, that's not America, and they assume nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I love that, because it's like, we know who Russia is, they're badasses. We know who China is, they're fucking psychopaths. We know who North Koreans are, they're fucking murderers. There's no doubt about it in my mind. North Koreans are downright murderers. The Chinese, you know, they'll at least try to make the effort to keep it secret. North Koreans don't even give a fuck. They will shoot you in front of TMZ and then be like, he killed himself.
As far as I know, he died of natural causes. Am I right, TMZ?
Exactly.
Yes.
Gravity is a natural cause.
Oh my God.
A pack of wolves is natural.
But hey, you know what? That makes me, you know, I'm glad to live in the United States of America, where we can openly make fun of our world leaders.
Oh yeah, yes.
Like I don't whether or not you like Trump, whether or not you like Biden, whether or not you like, you know, any other politicians here in the United States, we can all agree it's all one big meme, and we're totally capitalizing on it.
Yeah, it's something that I feel like we take for granted is. At least we get to make fun of the people in power, and they can't really do anything about it. That's one of the most beautiful things about this country.
You can take my freedom, but you can't take away my memes.
I will die with my memes intact, you psychopaths.
All right.
I would say Hillary Clinton would be like one of the few exceptions, but even like it's like a couple times.
Please don't suicide us.
We talked about her. We're like, if we die the next day, we didn't suicide ourselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Say what we know about Epstein, but he did not kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. Hell no. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. I just want to go on the record.
All right. So, Sam, I hope you did your research with this one. Was it, from what I understand, some grocery stores in Long Beach are withholding pay?
No. So, they are not withholding pay. So what happened was is the city of Long Beach passed an ordinance that was ordering grocery stores in Long that were operating and open in Long Beach to pay their employees what they called hero pay. Hero pay was essentially a more, I guess, politically correct term for hazard pay, which is normally given to people who are in an emergency situation where their own lives are at risk, but nevertheless, they are still performing their duties or their job, essentially ignoring the risks involved. And so they're compensated for that. But I'm guessing that Long Beach doesn't like to use the word hazard pay, so they call it zero pay. Regardless, there are two stores, a Food for Less and what was the other one? It was a Food for Less and I believe it was a Ralph's.
Okay.
That were basically they were saying they were going to close the stores rather than pay the hazard pay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying that they're going to close the stores because apparently they can't afford the hazard pay, the hero pay as Long Beach calls it. And one of the things that I just feel is, you know, worthy of, you know, talking about is, you know, you're going to lose so much more money from closing down these stores unless you're running this store in a completely fucked up way, which I doubt most grocery stores are. You're going to lose so much money from closing down these stores compared to just giving the workers the extra $4 in pay. Like it's ridiculous. I personally don't see why they would refuse to pay that. Other than the fact that the minimum wage has just been raised, so that coupled with the additional $4 in hero pay, might be crippling. But even then, it's like you would rather, you know, close down the business than just pay the extra, take the hit for a short amount of time, and then you know what? Once the pandemic passes, you can take away the hero pay again.
But do you know how much the grocery stores actually make?
It varies depending on what department you work in and how long you've been there.
The grocery stores in general, because I remember in business class, the grocery stores actually don't make a lot of money. What they have to do in order to keep making money is to keep buying products. But even then, the amount of money they make on those products is not a lot. So in order to stay in business, they actually have to keep buying products and selling products. For a fact, I know a lot of other businesses do have an issue with the. I don't know if the minimum wage has been raised to $15 yet, but I know a lot of businesses do have an issue with that minimum wage bump. And if you think about it, I think the last time I worked, which is funny. you know, minimum wage, when I worked in a real job, minimum wage was $12. And I remember hearing my boss talk about that when it first came up, you know, the $15 minimum wage increase.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, okay, how, that's insane. How are we going to be able to pay, you know, all these employees $15 and, you know, still be able to maintain services and stuff like that? You know, I from the grocery store standpoint, I don't think closing down would really have them lose money. Just because the way that their business model goes, you know, in order to make that money, they have to keep buying products and selling them, because, and they have to buy in abundance, because they're not making very much money. If I remember correctly, let's say they sell a dollar candy bar, they would make, I think, 4 cents off that candy bar. So in order to, you know, keep afloat, they would actually have to buy in abundance and sell all that.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying there. And to answer two questions at the same time, you know, in regards to, you know, how people would afford the increase in minimum wage, it's different for small businesses, you know, like family-owned businesses or whatever. It's difficult for them. That's understandable. But for like bigger grocery store corporations like Food for Less and Ralph's, you know, the model is simple. And this is a reason why a lot of people don't want the minimum wage raise. Isn't so much because they don't think people deserve to be paid this. It's because as a result of that, and the company still wanting to maintain the same profit margins, what they have to do is then they have to jack up the prices of all the stuff they're selling. So like you were saying, you were saying, let's say the candy bar sells for a dollar and they make 4 cents off that dollar. Well, they still want that 4 cents off the dollar. So if the minimum wage increases, they're going to mark that dollar candy bar up to, you know, $1.50 or $2. And that's something that a lot of people don't like. They don't like seeing prices go up. But at the same time, it's like, you know, people do deserve to be paid a little bit more for minimum wage. But it's a whole, you know, economic versus sociologic. It's a socioeconomic issue is what they call it. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to lose. And unfortunately, because they're the employer, it's almost never the big corporations or whatever. So, yeah. But I think we've rambled on enough about that, really. Just calling out those two stores, the Food for Less and the Ralph's in Long Beach, you know, you guys are fucking up.
Step your game up. Exactly. Your employees, they're probably, they'd like that.
Do what Trader Joe's did. I mean, they're white, but I understand. they not only are they going to be doing the hero pay, but they're also doing an additional $2 on their own behalf. Like, nobody is ordering them to give an additional $2 for this, but they're doing it on their own behalf. I mean, again, granted, they're white and their prices are ridiculous, but follow their example.
You know, follow their example. I will say for Trader Joe's, at least the priciness kind of matches the quality of a good amount of their products, you know. They're not cheap products, you know, that are selling for a high price. But while we're on the subject of COVID, might as well go through the COVID portion of the podcast, since we tend to have one every week. I'm gonna still have Sam, you look up sea squirts and how their extract could provide something to help. It was a cure or treat COVID? I forgot what it was.
It was a squirting over there, John?
So, huh?
You squirting over there or what?
You're outside of church, boy. Behave yourself.
I have pains.
You know, I imagine that if the sea sponge was out of the, or the sea squirt is actually what they're called, was out of the water, I imagine that's the sound it would make. But what the organism does is it produces a chemical that essentially works as an anti-inflammatory. So the biggest issue with COVID is the fact that it affects your lungs and it affects your respiratory system. but the way it affects it is it swells everything up. And so that's part of the reason why at the beginning, when people were intubating the patients, that was the wrong thing to do, because as the muscles start, you know, closing in on that tube, the muscles are going to continue to try to close in, but the tube is there preventing it. So it's going to cause damage to the muscles, which is why a lot of people, when they would finally, you know, recover, they were in constant pain or they had damage to the respiratory system. It wasn't because of the COVID specifically. It was because of the fact that they had been intubated. So what they needed instead was anti-inflammatories. And that's part of what this sea sponge provides, is it provides a really good anti-inflammatory for the respiratory system. And the thing with, and the reason why they're exploring it with this is, again, for the most part, most people respond to anti-inflammatories the same, but there are a select few people, some people who have, like, you know, autoimmune diseases or conditions where they're more sensitive to these types of drugs. This chemical is more organic, so it's less likely to be rejected by the body, which is why they're exploring it already. I mean, they were exploring it as a potential cure for COVID, but the fact that it's working to help with the symptoms, or it already, you know, helps with the whole, it makes the research worth it, basically. But yeah, I just found it funny that there was an actual species of organism in the sea that they called sea squirt.
Really?
I didn't know that was a, like, when I saw that, I thought it was a troll. I was like, no way this is real. And then I saw it, I was like, oh, good God.
It's some sort of sea sponge, right?
Yeah.
Biologist for you.
Well, a sea squirt isn't really a sea sponge. They're their own species.
Yeah, they're related to a sea sponge.
And that they're vertebrates, yeah. But that's about, I think, the closest. That's still like the only connection. But we're gonna toss it over to Joe Wren because he's got some more COVID info for us. Do you want to talk about the CVS? How they're in 100 places? I guess they're distributing vaccine.
So as Fluidman says, there's basically 100 CVS stores across California that's gonna start. That's basically gonna start administering vaccines to the public. Actually, down here in SoCal in Orange County, there's gonna be a CVS, I believe, in Irvine. Yeah, there's one in Irvine. There's
of course, one it was Irvine. In
Beach as well, huh?
Of course, it's Irvine.
Yeah, of course it's Irvine, and then there are like others in Huntington Beach, also some in LA County, but if I remember correctly, most of the stores at CVS are mostly in the Bay Area.
Who even cares about LA though? It's such a cesspool. I am doing major shit at LA. I'm not even ashamed. I'm just saying.
I'm pointing out the fact that they said that there's one in Huntington Beach, and this is the city with the people who are least likely to take the vaccine.
That's true.
I'm like, why the fuck are you sending it there? Like, send it to another place. Like, send it to Santa Ana, where people are like more willing. Like, my great grandmother, she actually just got the vaccine for COVID.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, let's see how this goes. And so far, so good. You know, nothing's happened.
Yeah. On my side, we're still trying to find a way for my grandma to get the vaccine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Still trying to find a way to do that. Because when my mom tried to get set up an appointment for the one at Disneyland, it's actually funny enough. It's kind of in the way of my work, where I travel. So when I come back from work, after, like, you know, driving for a while, When I pass Disneyland and the parking lots, I do actually see cars going in to the tents and everything.
Are there a lot of cars?
Oh, yeah. There was a good amount of cars. The only thing is, it wasn't too much traffic. But there was still a good amount of cars going in.
Okay.
Well, that's good, I think.
So, is there any more you want to say about the CVS thing, Joren?
I'm trying to think. I think there was more.
So here's a question I have for you. Wouldn't your grandma be a prime candidate, considering she's in remission from cancer and that she is, you know, obviously advanced in age?
Yes, but apparently there's a lot of people her age too.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, and probably have more health problems than my grandmother too.
Oh, so basically you guys are just waiting for the crowds to die down, right?
No, we were trying to apply, but it's been taking a while. And so once we heard about CVS, we're trying to get our grandmother an appointment there for when it starts administering vaccine, which I believe was yesterday. I think on Friday was what's going to start, I believe. Mm-hmm. If not, then most likely at the beginning of the week on Monday.
Okay.
But other than that, that's really about it in regards to CVS.
Just make sure it's the Pfizer vaccine.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because I know Moderna kind of screwed up in San Diego. So, yeah.
Moderna time.
Moderna, yeah. Oh, and then also in regards to that, remember I told you how a family friend, half her face was kind of paralyzed?
Yeah.
She's taking the vaccine. She's actually doing better now. The funny thing is, she's not getting treated by medication because apparently wasn't doing much. She's actually getting better because of acupuncture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been getting acupuncture. Apparently it's been helping. And I see it's been helping too.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, acupuncture is one of those, you know, pseudosciences in a way. Because it's not necessarily, it's not that there's no scientific backing to it. It's just very, you should take it with a grain of salt. But I'm glad that it's helping her, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm staying on Joe Ren because I know he also wanted to talk about UC Berkeley. He's going to give the floor to you again.
Oh, my God. Okay, so apparently in UC Berkeley this week.
They fucking.
Two students from UC Berkeley apparently contracted a new COVID-19 variant. And really? This variant is more transmissible than the variant found in the UK.
Oh. Huh. So it just spreads quicker.
Huh?
It just spreads quicker. Is there any other difference?
Well, Stefan says you like to put it in simple terms that it spreads quicker. It's basically easier to spread. It's more contagious. Not only that too, but with every new variant is basically kind of, I would say, if you were infected with COVID previously, you can actually get infected again. And that just makes it more certain that you can get infected again. And it will probably be worse than what you previously felt.
Oh, shit.
That's why variants are like, ew. It just means like you can get infected again, even if you were infected before. Even if you have the vaccine, too. Well, I will say UC Berkeley did do a good job in containing the two students because apparently all students living in the dorms at UC Berkeley are being told to stay in their dorms. And then also in regards to how they handled the two students that had contracted a new variant. They basically did a good job in quarantining them too. So they said that it seems that they haven't affected anybody else in regards to this variant. But and then also, since I think they were both abroad too, the two students were abroad, and when they returned to the U.S., they basically came into the health center and got tested immediately.
Mm.
How they found the new variant as well.
So what I'm hearing is they were fucking.
I don't know. But anyways, they believe that it didn't spread to anybody else, thank God. Well, that's what they believe. Because they were basically quarantined pretty quickly after.
Well, that's all you gotta do is believe, right?
I believe COVID ain't real, motherfucker.
COVID-19?
You seen that COVID-19? More like COVID... It doesn't exist.
Have you guys seen that little video of that
you want to hear something? Doing
of that what?
Of that pastor going COVID-19. Have you seen that?
No.
You want to hear something funnier than COVID-19?
What?
Okay. It's not a pastor, okay? So there's, do you guys know what televangelists are?
What? Wait, what?
No.
Repeat that.
Televangelists?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I so Kenneth Copeland is the guy on that video. That guy is a whack job. Like, I'm a Christian, okay, but like, I know, you know, bad preachers when I see him. Okay. Kenneth Copeland is dude. He looks like one of Satan's boys. Is all I'm saying.
Oh shit!
If anyone knows who that is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah. Huh?
What's his name again?
Kenneth Copeland. Yeah. Look him up and you see, like, he looks like Satan, dude. Like, yeah. I know he's a person, but like, he looks like he's up to no good. He like makes people tithe, and he tells you to keep tithing even in COVID, which is, you know, that's not mandatory.
Tithing? Oh my God! This man looks like he touches children.
Tithing, basically, you give money to the church, which is not a bad thing if you're doing it of your own volition. But this guy's like telling people to tithe, as part like it's mandatory, you know. Just keep tithing, God will provide. It's just like, bro, like.
You mean that obligation that some churches have, like you give a certain amount of your salary to the church?
In a sense, yeah, this guy loves money. That's all I'm saying, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. But that was a little bit of a tangent, but just wanted to. Do you have anything else to say, Joe Ren? I kind of detracted.
No, that's fine. No, that was.
All right, cool. Hey, this is a podcast. Stop laughing. Okay, so, Huntington Beach Man is a very interesting person. We've been finding news about him all the time. So. There was two stories about Huntington Beach, right? There was the weed one that Guillermo's doing, but there's another one. Does anyone else have one?
I think that was Sam.
Yeah, was that you, Sam?
The weed one?
No,
Guillermo's doing the weed one.
Hold on. Because I didn't see anything about the...
Hold on a second.
Well, then let's have Guillermo talk about the weed one. The weed one, then, yeah, while please. Sam's doing the thing. So tell us about Weed Man.
All right. So okay, in Huntington Beach, there was a fire that broke out on an unlicensed cannabis extract business. So you can imagine how high those flames were. But yeah, dude, it caught on fire. And firefighters were going to go in, but they couldn't because they discovered some flammable chemicals still in the building, which would be butane and a tank of compressed nitrogen that was stored in that same building.
Oh!
So fast and furious, the flame burns, right? the portion of the roof above the unlicensed business collapsed as, you know, they were trying to spray water and contain the fire. Unfortunately, the buildings around it were just damaged by the smoke. Not the fire. They were able to put out the fire, but apparently a dog died in that fire, which is...
Why are you...
What a way to go, right? What a way to go. And my thought is, since it was unlicensed, the dog was probably a guard dog, which was made it even sadder. The owner was a part of the fire. So he was also in the fire. He was hurt, taken to the hospital. They don't know how serious his burns are yet or were, but there were no arrests made. They think it was accident. He's not
dead, so I doubt they're past second degree burns.
This is true.
Or at least second degree burns over most of his body.
Can we just point out that Guy said, the guy that was part of the fire, as in he was a part of it to get burned.
He was like, this is the holy cleansing. Ah!
So maybe we'll get updates on that, yeah?
How high can I get if I burn all this down right now? He probably drew himself a small little circle. This is my safe space. And just started lighting shit up on fire. But no, I'm sad about the dog.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I mean,
but that's pretty funny that it would happen to a weed place that was unregistered and unlicensed.
This begs the question, can dogs get high?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because that would mean the dog was tripping balls when he died. Oh, God. He was probably like,
I'm coming down!
So did you actually eat Kami, or was that the acid?
Oh, my God. Shout out to Team Force Guard.
Yes.
Tell me I can leave the lookout.
Bitch, don't tell me what to do!
All right, so did you find the thing, Sam, or no?
Yes, I remembered what it was. So there's actually two things. I'm going to say both because they're pretty fast. The first was the Huntington Beach mayor, Tito Ortiz, was just... they're pushing for a vote of no confidence for this man. This is a guy who was... elected mayor just recently. I don't even think it's been a year yet since he's been elected, and they're already giving him a vote of no confidence in Huntington Beach, which I'm like, Huntington Beach is already the Florida of the OC. So how bad of a Florida guy do you have to be where the rest of Florida says, you know what, fuck you, get the fuck out? Seriously, how bad do you have to fuck up? Clearly Tito Ortiz bad is how bad you have to fuck up. But on more lighthearted note, I say lighthearted because for some people it wasn't. In Seal Beach, the neighbors to Huntington Beach, people started calling 911 because they started hearing gunfire and they started hearing, you know, bombs going off, or what they thought were bombs going off, explosions basically.
Yeah.
They start calling 911. Apparently, the Navy was having some routine practice drills.
That's right.
Off the coast of Seal Beach.
Yeah.
And I just have to wonder, did it cross any of their minds, any at all? You know, there's residents about 5 miles away from where we're going to be doing these drills. Do you think we should maybe, you know, warn them, or at least call the police department and warn them?
Yeah.
No, nothing happened. They were like, no, it'll be fine. You know, they hear semi-automatic fire all the time. They know what grenades sound like. They watched movies. And then they start getting all these calls, and they're like, what? I thought you guys loved the movies, Bad Boys and Rambo shit.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's like, come on, guys. You know, I know you're not the smartest branch of the military, but come on.
Dang, dude.
Well, see, here's the thing. The reason why I say that is because it's considered common knowledge that those who go into the Air Force are the smartest. Then it's the Navy. And it's a tie for last place for the Marines and the Army. Those are the toughest. It's reverse order for the toughest. But
yeah,
that's usually where it goes.
Air Force? Do you mean the Chair Force?
Yes, that is a common joke that they have.
But so is that the whole story?
Yeah, I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, what a way to wake up at Seal Beach.
Yeah, seriously. Good morning, Seal Beach. Stay classy. Okay, so we all took an avatar test to see what kind of bender we were. And I got Earth. I'm not surprised I got Earth. I'm really stubborn.
Kiss my shiny metal ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to make
that
bender joke.
So let's talk about that. Who share your elements, guys.
As I am currently repping right now, I am an airbender.
I am also an airbender.
I am, pretend there's a fire, a firebender.
You don't have a match or a lighter?
I'm an earthbender. Look at all this paper. Yeah, apparently I got an earthbender. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
The reason why I'm a firebender is because I jumped to conclusions too quickly.
Oh my god. What?
that's just what I'm like, it's just what I feel. Like the reason why I'm a firebender is because I jump to conclusions and I get mad.
Yep.
That's a very simple way of putting it, Zuko.
The irony is that we're like the opposite of what we said our avatar characters would be, though.
Wait, what except, would mine be?
Yours, I believe we said for you, you were Iroh.
Oh, yeah.
And I was Zuko. Jiren was Katara. Flute Man was Toph. And Skins was Sokka.
Very fitting.
Very, very fitting.
I'm just saying. Safar's goofy, but like, that guy's smart.
This is true.
So, yeah.
But I think that's, you know, based on how the test was, you know, I wasn't surprised that I got air. I mean, I relate a lot to air in terms of adaptability and breathing, yeah. Airbender right there.
I breathe air.
Well, we know I can't be an airbender because I have asthma.
start doing the breath of chi, and all of a sudden just relax, so, young one. I fucking can't.
I remember seeing fan art of like other cultures as benders. And I was like, and I saw like, of course, Polynesians were like waterbenders and stuff like that. And I saw a picture. It was a Tibetan that's air, and then it was with an Andean person, you know, like Peru, Bolivia, and they're air. I'm like, no, I think Peru and Bolivia, they're earthbenders for sure. I mean, look at the.
Well, I mean, if you think of Bolivia, I mean, high altitude.
That, but like,
that's because of the mountains, though, Guillermo.
Yeah,
you know, for Polynesians.
You know who else was in the mountains? The airbenders. Okay.
Yeah, but here's my argument. Okay, here's the way I see it.
I don't know about Peru.
The airbenders built temples on the mountains. Our cities are the mountains. We carved our cities out of the mountains. That's all I'm saying.
I know, wasn't it the Western or the Southern
Air Temple? It was the Western Air Temple.
That was actually carved out of a mountain.
Yeah,
but like the way the Indians and Bolivians did it. I mean, look at the Iwanaku, look at Sacsayhuaman, look at the Nazca lines, dude. That's just screams earthbender.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong or that Guy is wrong. What I'm saying is that these societies would have an equal mix of air and earthbenders depending on where on the mountains they live. The closer to flat land they lived, more earthbender. The higher up into the mountains, airbender.
Yeah, maybe, but the way I was thinking about it was like, earthbenders in the earth kingdom aren't very spiritual, but I figured that like Andean earthbenders, because they are in the mountains, they're more spiritual and they're more connected to like the earth spirits. That's the way I see it.
Oh, okay.
But
a lot of my people work in the mines.
There you go. That's,
yeah.
So definitely earthbenders.
Oh, and also for Polynesians, I feel like they would also like be both waterbenders and firebenders.
That makes sense. I would go more waterbender just because it's literally just most of that is just water and they navigate in the ocean and all that. But I can see firebender.
Can I say
fire? Wait, Stefan, why fire? Is it because of the spinoff from Fast and Furious where everything was going down in flames?
Can I say something, guys?
Yeah, what's up?
Then Stefan's a firebender, and you know, we're all air and earthbenders. Let's gang up on him. Let's beat his ass.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna make my name for birth
racism for the win.
You understand?
I'm gonna wipe out the earthbenders. Get out of here.
It's beard versus no beards.
That earthbenders were the only group of benders that contended with firebenders during the 100-year war, number one.
Yeah.
And then number two, you have to remember that most firebenders had never fought an airbender. And then you also have to remember the last thing, which is Gyatso soloed at least 20 firebenders on the day of the comet.
So, and he's not militaristic.
Exactly. He like, just sucked the oxygen out of that room. Like,
if airbenders had an army, if the airbenders had an army, they would probably be the most powerful army in the four nations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of firebending, just like how I attribute South America to earthbending, I attribute Central America and Mexico to firebending. It just makes sense.
I see it.
We're fiery, feisty bastards. but here's the thing. So I was getting to this. In the U.S., there is something that they would. There is one state, one that would not be any sort of, you know, natural of the alchemical elements.
Texas.
That would be Texas.
Yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck is a Texas bender? We bend propane and propane accessories.
Dang it, Bobby.
God dang it, Bobby. But yeah. No, I agree.
No. Wait. And fourth, Sam, you've got a fourth. Earthbenders can lava bend, depending.
Oh, that's right.
From the tally. And not only that, but according to One Piece, lava beats fire.
God.
Oh, big time.
Oh. I mean, like going back to
the can you breathe with a hole in your chest, Stefan?
Oh, my God.
Can you?
Oh, shit. Oh, your lightning powers. What's going on?
Think of it this way.
I'm going to flip the right back.
You got to think about it this way as well. Yes, lava can beat fire, but we can also sand bend, and sand can take out fire pretty quickly. We can also mud bend, and we can just put you in the ground, just straight up.
And let me tell you something, guys. we can fly. So we don't even need to deal with any of your bullshit.
Firebirds can fly too?
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No, not without the comet. Not without the comet.
Look at Azula, bro.
She can fly the comet.
Azula flies Iron Man style, dude. Like, that's pretty dope.
See, here's the thing.
She can.
In the past,
that's fallen with style.
In any case, in the past, I used to be apprehensive about being an airbender. And now I realize if I were to really master airbending to like a combination of Tenzin and Zaheer, that would serve me so well in modern life. Like, you don't even know. Like, I wouldn't even get it. I wouldn't even have a car anymore. I would just be flying everywhere like peasants. Like, it wouldn't even matter if I was.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, it wouldn't even matter if my top speed was 40 miles an hour. It's 40 miles an hour with no traffic. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Going over the 405, like, suck it, bitches.
Could you imagine the arguments? Like, fucking, you're wrong. Well, fucking, I can fly, so fuck you, and just fly off.
For the longest time, I thought like the airbending was like the weakest element until I saw Zaheer.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
It changed it for me.
You're in terms of oxygen, you have no oxygen.
Oh, you wanted to breathe? Oops. I'm sorry.
I will say this though. I will say this.
Hey, breathe.
Say what you will.
Breathe.
But earthbending is the most versatile bending style.
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah. Options with earthbending.
Wait, what?
It's the most useful in terms of like human advancement.
That too. I'm saying just with fighting, you got the most fighting styles too.
You have the most fighting styles, and you also have the most readily available element other than air.
Yeah, exactly.
And water, actually. But no.
Firebenders, they can produce their own flames, so doesn't really count. But water sometimes is scarce. Water is by far considered the most versatile just because of the fact that it can go through the three physical changes.
So can Earth.
No, what?
No, I'm not saying it can't. What I'm saying
tell me.
Is...
Sam, John, tell difficult. Me. Tell me.
Okay, so you have solid, that's Earth, and metal and stuff. Liquid, that would be lava. And then, you're right, there's no gas, but you can bend sand like it's air, so...
That and dust.
Yeah, that too.
Well, then also there's mercury, so mercury poisoning would be great.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I think earthbenders can give mercury poisoning. Airbenders can basically...
breathe.
Hold up.
If you can't breathe,
you can't do any of that shit.
Let Joe Ren speak. He has something to say.
An airbender can just look and say, I think asthma's contagious.
and then also, we'll know about blood bending, but honestly, if I was a waterbender, I wouldn't bend the blood. I'd just freeze the blood or boil the blood. No, that would be so much worse.
No. Let's talk about not even that application. The application to suck the water out of all living things.
Ooh, yeah.
If you think about it, water is all around us.
You have no blood.
But not only that, like if you really wanted water, you could suck the water out of flowers, trees, basically plant life. I'm not gonna talk about little cute animals because
sometimes you just need some jerky.
No, or it could be like Fluffy, come here, I learned something new.
All right, so let's move on. Let's very briefly talk about Avatar series you want to see, and then we're gonna move on. So I'm gonna start. I would like to see either a series about Kurok, or and I can explain this at a later time, but I have a theory about how there's a whole nother hemisphere to the Avatar world because the map's really small, and that's like the rest of like the cultures. I'd like to see an earthbender that's based off of like Andean culture that comes after Korra, but that's about it. So anyone else want to see, talk about a series they want to see?
I want to see a series about Kiyoshi.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, easily six seasons. If we're going through her whole life,
mm-hmm.
easily six seasons. It's tragic. Okay. It's
delicious.
It's
yeah, sure.
What I said.
And you know the drama's there. You know, oh, yeah. she has had a tragic early life. But the way she overcomes all that and just the characters that she meets along the way, enemies, is I think it's great. And what's it called? The way that she found out she was an avatar was not the same as the other ones either.
Her whole avatar journey is just so unique.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth
All right. Awesome. I would like to see Kurek, is that his name? Kurek?
Yeah.
He would be two seasons.
Yeah, he wouldn't be that nuanced, no. but
no.
Yeah. Two, but, three tops, but I don't think more than three.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam? Any series you want to see in the Avatar universe?
Obviously the Kyoshi one, but I also had this idea of the Avatar basically going full Avengers status, where they not Avenger, they go full good guy turned evil sort of deal. Like, if you've ever seen the Naruto Shippuden series, there's a character called Pain. That's kind of what I'm imagining for the Avatar. And in this case, the only person who can now challenge this new evil Avatar is the Dark Avatar, the one that has Batu sealed within them, who has just recently been reincarnated. And so this one takes place in the modern world where bending is essentially now outlawed. And so the Avatar is no longer considered a position of power, but rather someone to ostracize and be a dick towards. And so that basically flips the whole script. And I just want to see something like that happen, where it's like, and the hero of this one, where again, it's the Dark Avatar, the one that has Batu inside, they're not the stereotypical hero. More of a Witcher style hero, where they're reluctant to help, where they just feel like, you know, fuck, if I don't do this, nobody is. But they're going to give you sass while they're helping you.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah. It's a very interesting idea. What about you, Joran or Stefan, whichever one you guys want to say?
I actually have something kind of similar, somewhat similar to Sam, where it takes place in the future. But in this case, in this future, like, the world is able to do space travel. And they discover other life forms from other planets that are able to do different kind of bending. Like, for example, the main villain of the story is able to bend dark matter.
Interesting, to say the least.
And I like the enemies to have like an alien design to them. Like, they're humanoid, obviously, but they're more alien in appearance, and they're able to bend dark matter.
Nice.
What about you, Joran?
Well, of course, Kiyoshi is one of them because of her backstory and then everything that led up to her being the Avatar and basically. Basically being the Punisher that she is. But other than that, honestly, I've been just more fascinated by Kiyoshi rather than anybody else. In regards to being the Avatar. But I would like to see a series on which how it all started. Not the Avatar per se, but like, you know, with the spirit world and everything. Like, how did the life of this seem to be? That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool, actually, to see, like, the lion turtles and all that, like, how people were made.
Yeah, exactly. How people were made.
What exactly was the story about my friend?
What's that sound?
And then also, like I said, like how, where they originate from.
Yeah.
Well, the spirit.
What's that sound?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Sam.
It's his video. Taking off. A piss.
Sorry, I forgot to mute my mic.
Oh my god.
That happens.
All right. So was that algebra, or did you want to say anything more about that?
That was it.
All right, cool. So we're gonna do one more topic. We're gonna cut this a little short, but we're gonna leave on a very important topic. I believe that the world depends on our opinions of this topic. And that is paper straws. I hate paper straws. They get soggy in my mouth.
Nah, bro, I'm with you. Like, paper straws are not the shit.
Stop putting it in your mouth like you would a dick, okay? And you won't have that problem. Stop slobbering over it, okay?
Problem.
No.
Stop slobbering over it.
No. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to explain something to you right the fuck now, okay? Some of us like to just enjoy our drinks, okay? We like to take our time with our drinks. We don't want it for our drink to be out for, what, maybe 5 minutes? That's not a long time for a drink to be out. And then all of a sudden, all we taste is paper and disappointment, okay? We don't want that. I don't care about metal straws, but I would rather have a metal straw than I would have that fucking diseased fucking tree penis in my mouth.
Why you saying we all worked up? What about you, Joren?
I don't use a straw.
That's fair.
That's the end of the story. That's the end of your
rant. You look like a musician just enjoying breakfast before he has to go and like produce music.
That's your TED talk.
Yeah. All right. So once again, we cut it a little short, but we talked about a lot of things today. We had some fun. We all hate paper straws unless you're Guillermo, in which case he's got
issues. You can't handle the future.
You're the 1%.
The future is metal straws, if anything, not brass straws. Okay.
Environment?
Yeah. Environment.
Environment.
I'll use an ivory straw. How about that?
Dude.
That's cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's bougie.
Have you guys ever heard of these spoons that are like made out of granola or something like that? You eat your cereal or food and then you eat the spoon.
That's interesting.
I want to try that.
If they have like a Rice Krispie treat version of that, I'll eat it.
But could you imagine that'd be a problem if the spoon tasted good? You're just like, oh, I want a spoon today.
That's true. All right. So this is Flute Man signing off. Follow me at Cali Flute Man on Instagram. Look up Flute Man, that's one word, FLUTEMAN, on YouTube. I make pamphlet videos. I am gearing up for a Valentine's Day release, so get ready for that. And follow the podcast at Wall 5 Breakers on Instagram. We also have a link tree on Instagram, and we're going to try to get a link, the link to the link tree in our descriptions from this point forward. So with that said, start signing off, guys.
Yo, bro. We have our podcast the day before Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day special, am I right? No, okay.
Yeah.
Are you single? Come on now.
Anyways, this is Guy of the Horn. Follow us at Wall 5 Breakers. We got Instagram. We got SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. There's no reason you can't.
Napster? Joking.
He doesn't know what Napster is.
I don't either.
Okay. Keep going.
You're too young.
You can't enjoy doing your chores while listening to a bunch of idiots rant and talk about things that don't matter in this life. And that do, and that do. But yeah. Yeah, so signing off.
This is Sam everybody? Over here.
Cooking stuff.
This is Steel Sam here with the horns. You can go ahead and follow me on SROBL3.14 on Instagram. You can also follow me at Steel Sam on TikTok. I'm going to start posting on there a little bit more. And please follow Wi-Fi Breakers. It has our link tree to our YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that. So just follow us and have a good time. Later.
Where's the camera? There it is. This is Jordan the Chemist signing off as well. Please follow the Wi-Fi Breakers Instagram. I already said it, Wi-Fi Breakers. Have Linktree. All of us already said that, so I'm not going to repeat it. And then also, I have an Instagram too. Follow me at JoeRen_229. And yeah, that's it. Stay safe. And try and not get COVID. Don't be part of the statistics. It sucks being part of the statistic. But yeah, signing off. Bye.
All right. So this is Stefan Skins. You can follow me at the gram at step.roro. And you could actually follow me on Twitch, which is skins_thewallbreaker. I'm going to start doing some gaming stuff, so look out for that.
Ooh,
and also Twitch. And also follow the Instagram page, Wall5Breakers, so you can learn about more about what we're going to do in the future. And yeah.
All right. So... signing off. Don't get pregnant. If you do, make sure they're hot. I'm stealing that from a YouTuber. But with that said, eins, zwei, drei, clap check.